Now, the Syrian army, backed by Hezbollah resistance forces, have entered the strategic border town in Damascus countryside. Zabadani is the main stronghold of the militants in the northwestern countryside of the Syrian capital. Our correspondent Muhammad Ali reports from Damascus.
Heavy weapons striking the hideouts of foreign-backed militants in al-Zabadani are making successful results on ground for resistance forces. Four hours of heavy shelling was followed by advances by the ground troops of the Syrian army and Hezbollah forces in the militants' main hub in the northwestern countryside of Damascus, al-Zabadani.
Since the start of the military operations in al-Zabadani in Damascus countryside, just 10 kilometers north from where we are standing, the Syrian army and the Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah are rapidly advancing there. Such advances confirm their determination to completely secure the borderline between Syria and Lebanon.
Joint resistance forces have taken control of the neighborhoods of Al-Jam'iyyat to the west and Al-Sultani to the east of the town. According to the Syrian army, militants inside are under siege now. Experts say the resistance forces' victory over militants in al-Zabadani is inevitable.
Resistance forces successfully launched a surprise attack on militants in Zabadani. The aim is to secure the northwestern countryside of Damascus and cut militant supply lines. I believe the few coming days will witness a rapid victory for the resistance there.
Purging al-Zabadani of terrorists will secure tens of kilometers on the borders between Syria and Lebanon. It will also enhance the security of Damascus from the north and west, in addition to preventing any possible attack on the international highway between Damascus and Lebanon. Muhammad Ali, Press TV, Damascus Northwestern Countryside.